Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
All right, next topic. Well, before we go, shout out to everybody on YouTube, 6,600 people.
What up?
I need you guys to do me a favor.
Appreciate you guys so much.
Please hit the like button and please share. 2-year anniversary. Let's try to crack 7,500 people if we can. We will be giving cash apps. If we crack over 7,500 people,
I'm gonna go crazy.
We will be giving cash apps. So hit the like button and share.
Somebody said cash apps.
Yes.
So, not yet, y'all.
So, all right, let's talk about this. And if you're on Zoom, just log into YouTube and just put it on mute just to help the numbers. Let's talk about this. I put this in on Instagram the other day too. Block and Tesla join forces. Elon Musk and Jack Dorsey are joining forces for a Bitcoin mining plant, solar powered Bitcoin mining plant in Texas. This is interesting because we just talked about Elon's involvement with Twitter. Jack Dorsey was a former CEO and co-founder of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently the CEO of Block, which was formerly called Square. I think Tesla announced last year that they own over like $11 billion in Bitcoin. If I'm mistaken on that number, put it in chat, but somewhere along the line, they own a lot of Bitcoin. One of the reasons why they changed the name to Block is because they're moving more towards blockchain technology. Square also owns Cash App, who they're making a strong push towards Bitcoin. So Jack Dorsey has been a Bitcoin bull. Him and Jay-Z has done some stuff in Africa with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
They own Tidal.
So now you have, it's interesting for me on a few different levels, but the first thing is like the whole idea of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin was to empower the little guy. That's what they said. Empower the little guy, decentralization, put the strength back to the people. Now we see two of the richest people in the world coming together to work on cryptocurrency, Bitcoin mining. So that's interesting within itself. But what's your guys' thoughts on this?
I think the timing was extremely interesting, right? Like, This guy is now becoming a shareholder in a company that you founded and was critical of Twitter up until that point, right? Saying that it needs to be free speech and all these things. But it's interesting, even this play, because they were critical of Bitcoin. If you remember at some point last year, I think it was May, Tesla was originally accepting Bitcoin as payment and they stopped. And that was really because of environmental circumstances. And so when you hear what they're doing now, it's like, oh, it's solar. Okay, this is environmental friendly, and now they've teamed up obviously with Block and Blockstream to come with a plan. And so if people understand the mining of Bitcoin, they understand how much energy it takes. Like, it really, like, to mine a Bitcoin, like, you really could be giving energy to a small town or like one of these small cities, like in the middle of the country. And so mining really doesn't happen it happens in the United States, but bigger in China, bigger in Russia, some parts of Canada. And so when you're talking about bringing that to the United States from a solar standpoint, it's revolutionary in the space because now you save energy, but you can still produce those Bitcoins. So these two obviously are revolutionary minds when you talk about technology and creating new businesses. We've seen it, some of the most, you know, incredible companies that we've seen in our lifetime, definitely in the past decade. So to see them come together and then to see what happened like 2 days after, it was just like, you know, this isn't coincidental. None of this is coincidental.
Well timed. Square needed a hit. They needed, and they have a few things that are going to come out this year that I think will be impactful. This is one of the smaller ones. But like you said, it was well timed. What's the quote? Create a problem and give a solution, like in the political space. So when they were saying, hey, how much it costs to mine, like what does it cost to make a Tesla factory? You know, so like is mining Bitcoin the most unsustainable thing that we can do in comparison to all the things that are done in corporate or, you know, drilling and mining for oil? It's like, but if you frame it in that context when everyone was fake caring about the environment, you then can say, hey, this is a great way for us to team up. As far as it being for the little guy, there is no currency, asset class, or money-making engine that the top half of 1% will not get into and the top 10 hedge funds will not get into. That's what I always kept saying. Like everyone was saying, hey, Bitcoin is decentralized. I'm like, no, it's not. And then, you know, I dropped a little bomb for some of you about who backs Ethereum. And then Tether's going to fall apart pretty soon. Please be careful. The same ones, I want you guys to do your research on the media side, right? So not only, because if you can get media to influence the minds to then drive profit for you, you need to look at who is creating the media and who's paying them to do so. Why was no one screaming to get into Bitcoin in 2015, 2014, 2016? I was there, Rashad and Troy can tell you, man, not that many people were screaming it 2015. So normally whenever you get a push to mainstream media, it's so that the ones that are in institutions and the wealthiest of the wealthy can actually get a high return on their profit. So please be careful and be mindful. But great play for Square. I love it.
So how do you feel about Square stock? It's rebounded. It crashed. It's rebounded. It's up and down. It had a big week last week, I think. Then it kind of went down. I know you was a big Square bull.
Still am.
Very vocal about your support of Square as far as you thought that it was a good stock. You still believe in Square?
I do, but like it was at the point where you remember when Deontay Wilder got knocked out and it was like, baby, get up, please don't let Fury knock you out, right? So
do the wiggles on right now.
One more push to like 96, 67, and they'll be good. Jack and his team needs to announce what their plan is. The one thing that I am seeing, which is different than the Peloton CEO change, which is amazing. You have to tell people what the vision is so they can rally around it. So there's no reason right now for, unless you have some amazing information or some insight and the crystal ball shines bright, you have no reason to jump in right now. I think they, while they're getting their plan together, they have to get a better job of mapping out what the vision is for Square and what the vision of the company is. I think the product is great. I think they have some great assets under management in terms of product line that they have, but no one has been told, hey, here's the five-year plan for Square. I think if he does that, that'll be great. But yeah, give it maybe 8 months and that'll be back to like 183.50-ish. But yeah, while inflation is going up, they're going to take a little beating. So I'm screaming, get up, champ. Get up.
Get up, champ. And hey, really quickly, just to add, because we spoke about Tesla, their plant opened up in Texas last week. And this Bitcoin mining plant is also going to be in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so very interesting. Obviously, we know Texas, no state tax. So a lot of the revenue is not going to be paid to the state. So, you know, just another benefit that these CEOs are looking at, like, all right, well, let's move to places where we can actually save money and have the same amount of business.
That's a fact. Speaking, well, before that, shout out to YouTube. We jumped up 700 viewers real quick. We had 7,100.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.